Good afternoon. Flooding concerns will remain elevated, especially across portions of central New York into the Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, where we saw the most precipitation fall in very heavy rain during the overnight and early morning hours. The low pressure center, very strong for this time of year, that rolled through the northeast corner of Pennsylvania, the western Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Adirondacks, continues to track off into southern Canada, taking the steady and heavy precipitation along with it. We're even getting a fair amount of breaks in the clouds today, and with that sunshine, temperatures will climb up toward, if not better than, the 80-degree mark by a few degrees by mid to late afternoon. We'll also see some energy round the base of a trough of low pressure, which produced this storm, and this energy could touch off another round of scattered showers and thunderstorms by the time we hit the middle and latter stages of the day. Any scattered showers or thunderstorms will last into the evening before dying out. Skies will be mostly cloudy, and a shower is still possible overnight tonight, with lows back down into the 60s. Over the weekend, a trough of low pressure will set up over the Great Lakes and down into the Tennessee Valley. A big ridge of high pressure off of the eastern seaboard will also be in place, and the combination will push ample moisture from the Gulf of Mexico up the eastern seaboard and in our direction. The result will be an unsettled weather pattern that will last through the weekend and into the better part of next week, with a mix of sun and clouds both weekend days and a few scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon hours. High temperatures on both Saturday and Sunday will make it into the lower 80s. A good chance at more showers and thunderstorms on Monday with highs in the lower 80s before readings push up into the middle and upper 80s with increasing humidity for the period Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday heading toward the 4th of July, and still the risk of afternoon scattered showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from a portion of the southeastern states into the mid-Atlantic, eastern Ohio Valley, and part of the northeastern U.S. West-southwesterly winds aloft will strengthen, and upper 60s to near 70-degree dew points will exist east of a lee trough, supporting moderate instability this afternoon. Storms will once again develop by late morning into the afternoon over the higher terrain and spread into the destabilizing warm sector. Vertical shear increasing to 30 to 40 knots will support the possibility of organized storms, including the potential for bowing line segments and updraft rotation. Isolated damaging wind and large hail will be the main threats into the early evening hours. Also, a developing weather story heading into the weekend will be the excessive heat forecast for the southwest, including Las Vegas. Dangerously hot high temperatures from 105 to 129 degrees are expected Friday through Monday. Overnight lows will not go below 90 degrees. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 122 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 38 at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming, and Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston hazy sun with scattered showers and storms in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo rain, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs right around 70 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 99, set in 1901, and the record low, 45, in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly to mostly cloudy skies through the afternoon, the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the middle 70s. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a scattered shower and lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, warm and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and highs in the mid 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy skies with a scattered shower and possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower tonight and lows in the lower 60s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Hazy sun, warm and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Hazy sun, warm and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy sun and clouds, warm, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, lower 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, in the lower 80s. A better chance at more numerous showers and storms on Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy, again in the lower 80s. Then middle 80s with more humidity, but still the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms for Tuesday, Wednesday, and for the 4th of July on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.